You have 6 minutes, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. And Madam Head of Delegation, the State Party must be congratulated on a number of improvements in relation to rural and other disadvantaged groups of women. However, a number of concerns remain. We are very concerned at the absence of disaggregated data from national surveys and administrative data, which could provide a more complete understanding of the situation of diverse groups of women and girls. Does the State Party plan to compile disaggregated data on women and girls, for example, by age, LGBTI identities, African descent, indigeneity, disabilities, socioeconomic status, rural or urban location, etc., as a basis for intersectional analysis and policy formulation, implementation, and assessment? This is necessary to address the specific challenges facing rural and diverse groups of women and girls. Now, while public policies exist that impact rural women, for example, the program in support of victims of rural violence and the Rural Agro-Innovative Women's Program, there is no specific legislation or comprehensive policy document related to rural women who face problems in access to services, land, and natural disasters resulting from climate change. Would the State Party take steps to develop a multi-sectoral national policy framework and action plan on rural women and girls with adequate resources for women and girls in rural and agricultural sectors with a comprehensive approach to their rights, including access to services and land? We congratulate the State Party on its educational efforts at preserving the country's indigenous languages and cultures. Nevertheless, Chile is the only country in Latin America, according to my understanding, I may be wrong, where indigenous peoples are not recognized in its constitution. Efforts to redress this in the 2020 draft constitution failed. What is the status of the plans mentioned in your last report to the CEDAW dialogue, and in which we included in our concluding observations, to establish a Ministry of Indigenous Affairs? And are there plans to incorporate a gender perspective in the work carried out by the Presidential Commission for Peace and Understanding? CEDAW's General Recommendation 39 on Indigenous Women and Girls underscores the importance of Indigenous women's right to land and collective ownership of natural resources, water, seeds, forests, and fisheries under Article 14 of the Convention. Are there measures in place to guarantee this right to tenure and ownership of land by Indigenous women and their full participation in all processes that affect them in line with GR 39? And has this general recommendation been publicized and implemented in the State Party? Women of African descent are invisibilized in the State Party. The absence of specific data contributes to the failure to properly address their problems and the racial discrimination they experience. In addition, not all women of African descent are recognized by the State Party. The fourth National Plan on Equality Between Women and Men for the period 2018 to 2030, for example, focuses only on so-called Chilean tribal people of African descent who were brought to Chile between the 16th and 19th centuries, as established in Law 21151 of 2019. This ignores other Chilean women of African descent living in the State Party, including immigrant women and girls of African descent who arrived since that time. The State Party must therefore be commended for the incorporation of a wider definition of women of African descent in the 2024 Population and Housing Census, where a self-identification question was introduced. This is historic. Are there plans, therefore, to revise Law 21151 to recognize all women of African descent in the State Party and to include them in the process of updating this law and the National Plan on Equality of Women and Men? Chile's increased migration has been exploited by extremist groups and political actors to promote negative stereotypes against migrant women. We commend the State Party, therefore, on its capacity building programs on human rights and initiatives to promote human rights standards on gender equality and non-discrimination. Please advise the committee on mechanisms in place to monitor and evaluate adherence to human rights standards among police, the judiciary, personnel at all borders and entry points. And Law 21325 allows for temporary resident permits and humanitarian visas for pregnant migrant women and victims of gender-based violence. However, there have been problems in the applications of these visas. Are there plans to institute measures to improve the actual implementation of this law? Thank you, Madam Chair.